Welcome to the Canvas Rebel podcast, where we believe your story matters. Your viewpoint and your insights matter. In our view, there is far too much coverage of the trends that ivory tower professors and billionaire fund managers are seeing. What's the edge in hearing the billionaire consensus view over and over again? The edge comes from hearing new perspectives and new information, like from the wedding planner who's worked with hundreds of couples during the pandemic and has noticed that new couples are allocating significantly more of their wedding budgets on small details like personalized neon signs, or hearing from an accountant who's seeing how there is a huge uptick in e-commerce clients generating revenue from in-person pop-ups. Those sorts of insights are what Canvas Rebel is all about. And today, Madison is chatting with some of our content partners about trends and lessons learned. Content partners help us in so many ways, from sponsoring our mission to spreading the word about the work that we do and collaborating with us on content like this. And so with no further ado, here's Madison with today's panel.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Madison. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of our Canvas Rebel podcast, talking about building a career and your journey as an artist. I'm very excited about this, being an artist myself. I could talk about this till I'm blue in the face. I love talking about art and music and all things creative, and I'm super stoked to have two very talented people here with me today. So let's get started with some introductions.
All right. Chef Dre, or DeAndre Jacob, or Johnny Tough as an artist. I'm from New York City. Was born and raised in New York. I lived in every borough, so I know the energy of New York real well. Yeah. I'm an artist. I got 20 albums right now. I'm also a chef. I've done everything from Good Morning America to Google to Amazon to Spotify. Wow. and as an artist, I've been doing it 4 years, but I've always been around like hip hop. I got a chance to see Big Pun as a kid, Lost Boys, Nas, like 50 Cent. They all from, the area. So yeah, that's me. I love doing music. I keep going at it. Love being independent, freedom. I love expressing myself,
Yep. So right on. Yeah. That's badass.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm Freddie Belair, from Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida. I'm an artist for 7 years. I've been doing it on the independent route since the beginning. The best thing about it is the creativity. I can't put it down, because I feel like we were all put here to create something, whether it be, feed somebody or shed some type of light in the world. You know what I'm saying? Either way, we add into it. We add into what we got here. I'm an artist that has been around music my whole life. I've been a kid, born around music. I had instruments, played saxophone, played drums, and listened to a lot of old school music, raised around my older crowd, grandma, my mom, playing CDs on the way to school, stuff like that. So I'm a real Southern guy, One of my influences in the Florida, South, T-Pain, one of mine. For sure. But other than that, like I said, 7 years and counting, I feel like I ain't gonna put it down until I'm out. So
right on. True. Have you seen what he's been posting on social media lately?
Man, that man be going crazy.
I love him. He is popping off.
That man be going crazy. You gotta love the stuff that he be doing, because it's either his stuff or somebody else's stuff. He gonna always make it great.
Yep, exactly. I love him. I would love to photograph him someday. I'm gonna put that into the universe. Anyways, well, you both touched on this just a little bit already, so we don't have to dive too deep into it. But did you always know that you were going to be a musician? Is that something that you have always known in the back of your mind, that you were going to work in music or arts, or what? Tell me a little bit more about that journey.
For me, I always grew up around it. Like I said, I grew up in New York, so I grew up at a time where Biggie is hot and Nas is hot, like all at the same time. So I'm literally seeing it, So I knew I was going to be around it for a long time. I knew I was going to start making music. And even, me also coming from a Caribbean background, I grew up around Calypso music. So that's around me too. So,
That's dope. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't know. It was just something that was always next to me, and I was just oddly passionate about. I didn't know what aspect of it, whether it been the beat, the lyric. I don't know. It was just something about it that always just captured me. So I feel like it's just divine purpose. I just ended up in the spot that I am.
Right on. Who or what is inspiring you both these days?
Who's inspiring me? Mainly just like me just being like living where I live and, you know, the inner city, and then also being in corporate America. So I see like two different worlds that always keep me creative, you know, they always keep me with things to talk about, you know, that I see a lot, you know, so yeah.
It's nice to see both sides of things. I mean, polar opposites.
Yeah, super.
Yeah, the only way we start to see things from that perspective is if we have like the experience and actually going out to live life, you know what I'm saying? Like really grasp what it is to be here, what I'm saying? We wake up, we breathe, and it ain't really meant to just go to work. Like it's so much us to do in the world.
Exactly. Other than
just locking in somewhere.
I could stand on a soapbox and talk about that forever. Like there's so much more to life than just working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
You have to have something that gets you out of bed in the morning and something that, you know, brings you fire and brings you joy and passion. And without that, life is so boring. I mean, you live on a floating rock. Like you need to have something that you love to do that you're passionate about.
Yeah, literally. Like if you don't, then it's kind of like you almost not experiencing it right. Like you're doing it right. Like you ain't living right.
You only got one chance.
That's what's been inspiring me lately. Life.
No, I get that.
Almost any experience I come into, I don't know what it is. It's just like how I see it. You know what I mean? It's just like if I'm writing a song or if I'm just enjoying some type of music, it's because of where I am at in my mental, you know, somewhere I'm at in life, how I perceive it.
Yeah.
That's the best music.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll be having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you could tell your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Just stay passionate.
Whatever you
into, stay passionate. I don't care what's going on around you. I don't care what the next person is doing. If it bring you the most joy, the most want to get up out of bed every morning feeling, then you hold on to that. You treat it like you're supposed to. So that's one thing I would tell my younger self. What's up?
Me, I would stay grounded and love first, because love is everything.
Yep.
You need love, you know. So and keep dreaming.
Yeah.
Love and keep dreaming. It's a two thing. Yeah. Okay.
So you're both musicians. Outside of listening to your own music, who is on your Spotify or your Apple Music these days? Who are you listening to?
Great question.
Boy,
that's a great question.
I know. I put you on the spot with that one.
I'm not gonna lie. I stay a lot in Detroit. I like the whole Detroit movement. I'm not gonna lie. I like Babyface Ray. Rio the Young OG. And besides that, I just keep it like traditional, like keep it with Nas and Pac. And I like old school music, so old school R&B.
Yep.
So mainly R&B. I can say I listen to more R&B than anything. So
I just got an oldies playlist, so I'm gonna just say all of that that's included with the Gap Band, the New Edition, you know what I'm saying, the Luther Vandross. I just put it all on a playlist. My stuff today, I say T-Pain, Tizo Touchdown, and Gavin going crazy, K-Camp. I like his recent album. I'm sad because PNB Rock, RFP, but that's somebody I always spend. And then other than that, it varies time to time. But other than that, that's my main ones. That's my go-tos.
I've been listening to a lot of Usher in the last 24 hours, considering he was just...
I love his first album. His first album is really slept on. Like when he was a kid, his first album is amazing. Yeah, I like his first album.
What's your favorite, Madison? Usher, the last 24, you said?
Yeah, I've been listening to Usher a lot in the last 24 hours because of the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm going to be honest, I don't give two shits about football, but being that I'm a concert and live music photographer, I I'm there for the halftime show. And I thought it was amazing. I mean, I was so blown away by the choreography and the costuming and the roller skates and the marching band and like all of the guests that came out.
I remember he's been taking over since he done been in Vegas. He done been there for like 2.5 all those years. All that been in the shows.
Yeah. Like, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm gonna have to go. Yeah, I am a little salty he didn't bring out Justin Bieber, but that's just because I was a Belieber growing up back in the day, and so it's really hoping for that. But another time,
Bieber was probably over in Europe somewhere. Ain't no telling where he was at.
No, he was at the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was sitting with Russell Wilson and his wife Ciara.
That's crazy, actually.
Yeah. Anyways, enough pop culture. Let's dial it back to where we are now. I could chat about that all day. Well, my final question before we wrap up, I would love to know what 2024 has in store for both of you. Can we expect some new music? What are some new projects you're working on? Fill me in.
In culinary as a chef, it's just the same thing, still getting going to different accounts. But as an artist, I'm working on a new album called 224. It's basically my birthday. It's Pisces season. I'm Pisces. So it's based on, my birthday. So I'm hoping to drop it on my birthday, but still working on it. So that's that. The album's a little deep. It's like, it's like the year it's 2024 and my birthday is 224. So I kind of like, yeah. So that's why I'm really working on the album. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I believe you can get it out by 2/24/24. That's I'm going to manifest that for you.
Yeah.
Iconic.
I just released the album, actually. Go Bel Air. It's on all platforms. I made it with my close friend, Bobby Gold, about 10 tracks. But the rest of the year, I'm going to be promoting that. I got a couple other singles, and I make music pretty frequently, so not too sure. We'll see what everything has in store, but that's what's out right now. And I do have a Valentine track coming. So
amazing. Yeah, this week. That's exciting.
Dropping Friday.
Right.
So,
well, thank you both so much for joining me. Short and sweet today, but I'm feeling very inspired after our time together. And I'm super excited to see all that you both accomplish in music, in art, entrepreneurship, in culinary, all of the things. You guys are awesome and keep up the amazing work.
I appreciate you, Madison. I definitely appreciate the time. It's not every day I get to talk about what I do.
Aww. That's what this is all about.